what are some of the dangers of buying medications online?
Yeah, there are a number of serious risks, really. One is connected to just risk to health, because a medicine may not contain the ingredients you think that's in them. They may be counterfeit, they may contain contaminants, or have the wrong amount of medicine altogether, or even expired. And apart from kind of a health risk, then there's also potentially an effect on a consumer's wallet, because some products may not be importable into Australia if they're obtained overseas. And potentially consumers could also face the risk of prosecution.
Wow. Okay, so it's that serious. You could risk prosecution.
Yeah, because different countries have different, particularly for overseas sites, have different regulations around medicines. And so what might be a prescription medicine in Australia may not be a prescription medicine elsewhere. So if you attempt to obtain a medicine overseas without a legitimate prescription, then if that gets checked as it comes over the border, then potentially you would be at risk of prosecution. Yeah.
Is there any way someone can tell if a website is a legitimate one to buy medication from, or if the medicine that they are buying is allowed here in Australia, or is the general rule just to stay away from it?
The general rule may be to be cautious and ask some questions, really. I mean, obviously you can tell whether from a website it has a physical address, whether it has a working contact number, whether they've got an Australian-based internet address or not. So there's some basic questions you can ask, and our general advice is if it looks too good to be true, then it probably is.
With most things in life.
That's right.
What are some of the kind of, do you know what some of the most common things people are being misled with when buying medications online? Is there a certain product that people tend to fall into a trap with more than others?
It kind of runs across the spectrum of all products, but medications which might be used, say, as slimming aids, or those which might be used for, say, male impotence, that kind of medicine, are quite common. But really, it could be across the spectrum of any medicine that a consumer might take.
For those of us out there who don't know, tell us a little bit about who NPS Medicine Wise is and what it is that you guys do.
Yeah, so we're kind of an independent, not-for-profit organisation, I suppose, that works towards improving the way in which medicines are used in Australia, and really to help Australians make better decisions about medicines. And we receive some funding from the Commonwealth to do that.
Do you think that the fact that people are going online is indicative that maybe we need to change the way we do things here in Australia a little bit?
I don't think so. I think the promise of something which looks like a really good deal overseas is often the temptation.
Yeah.
I think we have really strong safeguards in Australia around the quality and safety of products. And that's what people should bear in mind, and not take the short term, what seems to be cheaper routes to obtain medicines, when really think about the serious potential impacts on your health and potentially on your pocket anyway.
What is the one thing that you wish people knew? What's the one biggest piece of kind of word of warning you would want to give people?
Oh, I think just to keep away from sites that look suspicious.
Yeah.
And if particularly some sites give really wild claims about the benefits of medicines, just to ask questions. So I think what my advice to your listeners would be, just ask questions of yourself, really, when you're thinking about buying medicines.
And who should they be asking those questions to? Is it NPS Medicine Wise?
Yeah, we do have a national phone line, and we do have a website. But I think from a local basis that consumers should ask their local pharmacist or their own GP if they've got any kind of questions around how they might self-medicate or medicines they should obtain.
Absolutely.
So I think ask your pharmacist, ask your doctor. We do have a national helpline, and people do phone that line as well.
How many people do you see phoning the line each year? Do you have those statistics? Is this something that Aussies are really getting a lot of help with?
Yeah, I think we probably receive about 10,000 calls a year.
Wow.
From consumers, yeah.
That's fantastic. It's fantastic that there's a service out there like yours that can help Aussies. I guess the online World Wide Web can be so confusing and so overwhelming for so many people.
That's great, yeah. It can be.
But I think you hit the nail on the head there. If it's not available here in Australia, there's probably a pretty good reason.
That's correct, yeah. Look, I mean, you can be assured by the quality and safety of products. You know, we have a very tight regulation system in Australia, and we should be reassured by that.
I think we absolutely should, Steve. That's all we have for you, but thanks for joining us this morning.
Okay, thank you.